Alaska Airlines management and workers received a lively, upbeat welcome on their rivals' home turf Wednesday when they flew to San Francisco to celebrate a merger closing. Alaska Air paid $2.6 billion to buy upstart Virgin America. Now comes the hard work of integration. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from San Francisco International Airport that the executive teams plan to proceed slowly.
Before the hard work of melding starts, first a party. In keeping with Virgin America's unconventional style, there was pulsing music, bacon-covered donuts were served, and flight attendants in high heels waved pom-poms as the passengers from Seattle deplaned. Now it falls to Alaska Airlines President Ben Minicucci and his team to pull off what his boss pledged would go down as one of the best mergers ever. Minicucci says the two toughest areas could be unifying the IT systems and corporate cultures.
So we're going to spend a lot of time getting close to the Virgin America employees and make sure that we actually nail this culture right.
Combining massive computer systems has been an Achilles heel for other airline mergers.
So we're being very, very deliberate in how we integrate those.
Alaska Airlines workers who rode a charter flight to their former rival's home base were uniformly positive about the merger's expected benefits. Jan Keller of Seattle is curious how the distinctive brands will meld. Alaska is known for hospitality and punctuality, and Virgin for style, hipness, and fancier cabin amenities.
I think they can bring us into the cool range a little bit more than maybe we are. And I'm just excited to see where we go with that. I think it's going to be a really good thing.
Virgin America workers were more reticent about their hopes and fears. They'll be absorbed by Alaska's larger unions, but probably will see better pay and work rules. Virgin co-pilot Tony Duran stopped to see what the fuss in the terminal was about and says he's on board.
Excited to see the long-term potential. I see a lot of better longevity, I think, with the stability of two companies merging.
The combined airline will be run from Alaska Airlines headquarters near Seattle. It's mostly business as usual for customers in the near term because of the cautious pace forward. Alaska's CEO says about 300 management jobs at Virgin America headquarters in San Francisco will become redundant over the next year and be chopped, but he reassured the rest of the staff at the acquired carrier that plans for growth and expansion focused in California will make their jobs secure. I'm Tom Bonsi in San Francisco.